lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over a bit close as we drove down to the lake road. Watch the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with one of those things that gets sweeter with time. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little
Muskie 101.
Could even run like that. Should've known better than to take that curve so fast. Daddy pulled up, I was down in a ditch, and he asked me why I did what I did. There was this girl drinking her hand, shoot me a let's get into trouble grin. I ain't ever seen something so fine, and I was doing anything to make her mine. I was out of my mind, she was out of this world. There was this girl. Some folks ask me why I still pick this guitar. See, living that life on the road won't get you very far. Been down in Tupelo, seen what was in the front row. There was this girl, beer in her hand, shoot me a play, a little Skinner grin. She's turning it up, she's turning me on, and I'd play her anything she'd sing along. I was out of my mind, she was out of this
months on a farm before I saved up. All my drinking buddies still out on the town, wondering why I ever settled down. But there was this girl holding my hand, shooting me a star to lie together grin. She's pulling me in, she's straightening me out, and now I know what love is all about. I'm still out of my mind, she's still out of this world. There was this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. There was this girl.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman, now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn, nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course she can't fence time, and you can't stop love. Suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, a plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Country music.
Totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
Well, it's been some time
You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never
take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. I get carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away. Nothing matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. I get carried away.
Muskie 101. Muskie 101.
Mercedes walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, hey boys, I'm buying. Hottest girl in, he's giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turn on a bar stool, doing shots of Jack, girl, gonna take it old school, saying hell yeah to every song they're playing. Do you wanna dance, baby? I'm just saying.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those.
I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turn
listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Music played, we held each other close, and we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, she stopped by after work. I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. Like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor. But the music played, we held each other close. And we danced.
Point one FM, Muskie 101.
We are, but I wanna be. And honey, for once in our lives,
apart. And some nights might feel cold and dark. But nobody wins afraid of losing. And the hard roads are the ones we're choosing. Someday we'll look back and smile. And know it was worth every mile. It don't matter to me.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's your fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone praying that it rings? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just want to hear your voice. I'm one number away. Stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lid. Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station, replacing our favorite song? Well, maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing what takes to outrun the storm. But I'm almost out that door, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess, girl, I confess. I lied when I said I'm leaving, not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face in my brain. Just wanna hear your voice, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess, girl, I confess. I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face in my brain.
Yeah, I'm still one. a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
Muskie 101.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
What's happening with rural America? Populations are shrinking as rural counties wrestle with long-term declines and job losses.
Whether it's in manufacturing, whether it's in agriculture, whether it's in forestry, the rural economy has become so much more efficient, it needs way fewer people to produce more and more output.
Then, does power encourage a culture of bullying and harassment in the workplace? And what's the best way to address those problems without fear of retribution?
It is absolutely endemic in the workplace, and nobody is really safe from harassment or bullying or jokes that are painful or hurtful.
Those two stories and more are coming your way on this week's show. Don't go away. InfoTrack begins right after this.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rash? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Our next guest says rural America is facing some tough economic challenges. He's David Swenson, associate scientist in the Department of Economics, Iowa State University. David, you've studied the data, and it appears clear that rural America is losing in several important areas. You say that dwindling population and disappearing jobs, those are the fates that await much of rural America. Not a very optimistic view.
Well, it's not something we didn't know. I've been doing this for 35 years, and I've been talking to people about the different dynamics of decline that have gone on over that time period. In our case, we go back, of course, to the great farm crisis of the mid-1980s when we had nothing short of a diaspora out of Iowa. The population contracted by 4.3%. We had a minor recovery in the next decade, but then we started to decline again. So I've been talking about this with my colleagues and with the people that I work with out in communities. I'm a regional economist, trying to help them understand both what's happening and what are some of the consequences. So the short answer is we've known that this has been going on. What I did in this little essay was to describe just how broadly spread this decline is in the United States and where it's affecting regions more so than less so, and which kinds of counties or which kinds or levels of urbanization are being affected.
Well, obviously, these people didn't disappear completely. They went to the cities, I guess, is what you're saying, right? The more metropolitan areas?
That's exactly right. If we just take those two time periods, 2008 to 2017, almost 99% of the job growth that occurred in the United States occurred in the metropolitan counties. The remaining 1%, just a little bit more than 1%, was split between 62% of all of the other non-metropolitan counties. Some of them are mid-sized city counties. They've got a city from 10,000 up to about 50,000. And the remainder don't have a city of 10,000 or more. They're much smaller places. They only got net a little over 1% of the growth, both of job gains and of population gains. So the difference between who's gaining and who's losing is stark.
We're talking with David Swenson, associate scientist in the Department of Economics at Iowa State University, talking about his research that shows rural America is facing some very difficult economic challenges. David, what happens to all that land and all of those houses and so on in rural areas? Are they just abandoned?
Well, we have twin things going on. First of all, the productive land is being used, whether it's for forestry purposes or for agricultural purposes. The land is in production. It's being farmed. It's being grazed. Animals are being raised. That kind of productivity, that still exists out on this land. But you are right. These small and medium-sized towns were created with a footprint that assumed more households, more economic activity. And as people migrate out, because the rural economies have become more efficient, whether it's in manufacturing, whether it's in agriculture, whether it's in forestry, the rural economy has become so much more efficient, it needs way fewer people to produce more and more output. So that surplus labor has to leave. Those communities can't support the households that they used to. There is widespread disinvestment among many of them, not all of them. And you end up with blight. You also end up with communities that have a footprint that's bigger than the local tax base can take care of. And so they end up with fiscal stress as well as social and economic stress.
Is there a chance that as baby boomers retire in huge numbers, that some of them will decide to move to these rural areas?
Yeah, that's one of the dreams that many people have, and that's some of the assumptions that many people have. There are places in the United States where retirees like to move, places in Minnesota and Wisconsin and the Ozarks of Missouri and places out in rural South Carolina and North Carolina. But for the most part, that's not going to happen. You'll get some movement back into the communities, but you're not going to get much movement back into the communities. These rural places, especially those in the most rural parts of New England and in the Midwest, most of them are going to continue to decline. There's not going to be some sort of resurgence of people moving back in. They're basically in a pattern of adjusting to decline. Now, we tell people you can do this, you know, a couple of ways. You can struggle and flail and try to chase smokestacks and try to grow. You can ignore it and it's going to happen no matter what. Or we have a thing here at Iowa State where we try to advise these communities to shrink smart, to think in terms of not whether you're growing or not, but whether you're providing the right kinds of public goods and services. And have you taken an inventory of what the needs are of your community beyond just jobs? And are you doing those things as a community to sustain and maintain what we would call your bundle of social capitals, the things that are important that make a place a good place to live besides just money? So there's lots of different approaches to how we cope with this, but the long run, there isn't anything out there that tells me that this isn't going to continue to happen, except for those places that are near metropolitan areas or growth centers. Those places will have greater opportunities to grow, but a large fraction of the space in the Dakotas and Nebraska and Kansas and Iowa, a large fraction of that space is going to continue to depopulate.
David, demographically, are there primarily the people still remaining in rural America tend to be older, or are there any age patterns there?
Yes, people in rural America tend to be older. The out-migration, the gap, they call it the hollowing out, but the gap in their population pyramid or their population composition is for young adults, comparatively young adults, from ages 25 to 54. Those are the prime working ages. People who are in those age groups who have acquired skills over time, whether they acquire them locally or they acquire them by going to college, they find that their labor is worth much, much more in urban areas. Their opportunities for lifetime advancement are higher. The range of amenities that you and I enjoy are also greater in urban areas, as well as opportunities for families and for children. Those are all of the reasons that people move to rural areas. They leave rural areas in search of basically a higher quality of life. And that's what happens. And so you end up with a smaller labor pool in those prime working ages. And that labor pool is tailored to what remains at those regional economies. It's tailored to the dominant industries, whether it's manufacturing or forestry or mining or agriculture. It's the kind of labor that those dominant industries need, plus the industries that support and supply those industries. So that's what ends up getting left out in our rural areas.
Will these declines eventually settle down and perhaps stop? Or is this just sort of going on into infinity, so to speak?
the declines are not inexorable in terms of going ultimately down to zero. Land is always going to be farmed. Mines are going to be mined. Timber is going to be cut. All of those types of things are going to occur in the United States. And there are going to be innovations and changes in economic activity that create new opportunities. During the last decade, for example, here in Iowa, we had an ethanol boom and we added another something like 25 ethanol plants that reintroduced manufacturing into parts of the state that didn't have that kind of manufacturing. We'll get those kinds of changes over time, but in general, most of these places are going to continue to decline. As their core industries become more efficient, as they, again, adopt new technologies, new methods of production, new definitions of the scale required to be profitable, all of those activities shed labor, and that shed labor goes someplace else. And in our country, that excess labor finds its way to urban markets.
David Swenson, associate scientist in the Department of Economics at Iowa State University. David, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Next, what to do about workplace bullying and harassment. That story, straight ahead.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Now, back to InfoTrack. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Some call it workplace misconduct. Others, harassment or bullying. What's the best way to deal with it? Without fear of retribution. With the story, here's InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Despite the Me Too movement and multiple celebrity men losing their powerful jobs, workplace harassment is far from finished. Many victims remain fearful of reporting harassment. But noted author and expert Lauren Stiller Reclean is out with a new book, The Shield of Silence: How Power Perpetuates a Culture of Harassment and Bullying in the Workplace. It contains strategies for positive changes, and Ms. Reclean joins us now. First off, this is not just a women's issue, is it? Men, too, can be sexually harassed or bullied because of their sexual orientation, race, or other reasons, true?
Absolutely. It's so important that you raise that question, because it is absolutely endemic in the workplace, and nobody is really safe from harassment or bullying or jokes that are painful or hurtful. So what I feel that's really critical is that we look at the range of workplace behaviors that cause harm, as well as think as inclusively as possible about the people who can be harmed by these behaviors.
And let's pick up on that, because you do say that companies should build a more inclusive, respectful environment. Now, of course, we can't cover the whole book here, but give us about two or three tactics that they should carry out.
Part of the focus here is looking at what causes the silence, for example. People are afraid of retaliation. They're afraid of being ostracized in the workplace. So they're looking to leaders to lead and to create a culture where people are not afraid to come forward, and where bystanders, even who witness negative behaviors, won't be afraid to stand up or help others as well. But to do that requires thinking about culture in the big picture sense of the word. It means thinking not about a legal definition of harassment, but thinking about how we treat one another respectfully and with kindness and with consideration. From a leadership perspective, it means being engaged in what's happening in the workplace. It means being willing to hold people accountable, to set metrics for first chances, second chances, keeping track of how people are doing. It means making changes with respect to training, broadening the kind of training that is done, perhaps curbing alcohol use in the workplace at social events where so many negative behaviors often arise. There's a whole range of types of accountability behaviors and reporting behaviors that need to change. So that's really what the book focuses on, which are what strategies can be employed both by employers and by employees to be able to change culture for good and for the long term.
Like many situations in life, people will make changes if there's something in it for them. So what's in it for employers to make changes?
I think everything. There's so much data out there that tells you that if your employees are engaged, you have a better result. There's data that ties diversity to more profitability, that ties engagement and happiness of employees to greater profitability and better output. So the real question is, if you are a heads-up leader, why on earth are you not more involved in ensuring that people are not afraid to come to work and they're not afraid to be themselves? Because at the end of the day, you're going to have such a better result in the workplace by being a workplace where people are comfortable bringing their whole selves to work and diving into work without being fearful of what's happening around them.
We're visiting with Lauren Stiller Rickleen, author of The Shield of Silence, How Power Perpetuates a Culture of Harassment and Bullying in the Workplace. You started to talk about training. Let me take two training ideas one at a time. Explain what you call unconscious bias training.
All of us, every single one of us, are creatures of how we were raised, the influences in our life, our religion, our economic background, our race, ethnicity. And that creates ourselves, our whole selves, but it also brings with it our unconscious thoughts, which means our brain gets to a certain place long before we catch up to it. And that brings into play unconscious biases. We think we are fair, we think we are accepting of others, but in reality, we all carry stereotypes and sets of beliefs that we have to know and understand within ourselves in order to fight against it. What unconscious bias training does is it opens people's minds to decades of fascinating research that exists on the topic of unconscious bias and neuroscience, and shows how our brains work in unconscious mode, and allows us to better understand our own biases. And then we can create structures in the workplace that can help to guard against the biases, and we can create behaviors in ourselves to ward off the biases that we hold.
If a victim of illegal workplace behavior does not believe he or she will get a fair shake by reporting it internally, should the victim bypass that step and seek relief with the state or federal agencies, such as the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, if they can?
Absolutely. Victims have to figure out the strategy that can work best for them and that feels most safe. A workplace that's trying to prevent these behaviors will have in place multiple vehicles for reporting. So if somebody doesn't feel comfortable, for